Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
On-demand traffic and weather.
Award-winning local and national news.
You're listening to The Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3 WSC.
We already know stuff coming out of D.C. is going to make us nuts, but what can we do about it, especially here in South Carolina? What kind of rights do we have to put our hands up and say, no way, no thanks, not today? Drew McKissick, head of the GOP here in South Carolina. I know we've got a lot of cooks in the kitchen at the Capitol of Columbia. We're, of course, a red state, full trifecta, I keep calling it. So Republican-led House. Republican-led Senate, same for the governorship. So where are we when it comes to saying back off our religion and our guns, and now we've got this anti-sex change bill?
So there's a pile of stuff going on in the legislature. Obviously, we've got some things to make progress on. Some things were a little bogged down and need to have things goosed a little bit, if you will. The religion is essential bill did pass the House. That's to prevent, you know, in the future, say what happened in California, where you would have the governor or somebody come along and say, you know, churches have to be closed, you know, for whatever reason, and start fining people if they open up a church and have church services. This would be illegal under that bill, passed the state house. Caesar McKnight's sex change bill you were talking about.
What on earth? Yeah.
So this is a black Democrat who has introduced a bill to make it illegal for someone under 18 to get a sex change operation. And the Democrat Party is having a conniption fit because, you know, he has, you know, escaped from, you know, the liberal mentality, if you will. They are, you know, coming after him with pitchforks, I think. And so we put out a nice press release just pointing out why, you know, you've got a party now that, you know, one guy gets off the cultural crazy train and, you know, points out something that most sane South Carolinians would agree with, and yet at the same time, this party opposes, you know, keeping men from playing against women in college sports. You know, it's insane, but it's just more of what's to be expected. A couple of gun bills, actually, that are on the floor of the House now. So Second Amendment-related bills, open carry, constitutional carry. You can contact your House members about those. Tell them you favor those. Let's get those moving out of the House and onto the Senate.
Tell you what, I mean, what is our world slipping into when you tune into the Grammys and it's like softcore porn on television? I mean, here you are talking about the culture war.
Yeah, well, you know, and at the same time, Mr. Potato Head and Dr. Seuss and Dumbo and, you know, you name it, all that's got to go. That's culturally insensitive and, you know, it's got to be censored and the cancel culture comes for them. You know, but kids are watching these programs on TV, regular broadcast TV, you know, I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, of course they think it's perfectly fine. It's female empowerment.
No.
They say.
My word. I know that, Candace Owens is fighting again with Cardi B over this stuff. So we'll see where that goes. I'm of course pulling up. I'm in Candace Owens' court, of course, which is, she's like, really? There's a channel for this that has a block on it that you have to pay to get to. And that's how it should be. Not something any child could look at on television on CBS or whoever had the Grammys the other night. So I want to get into a couple things here with the coronavirus money, because we had talked about this last week, and it's a setup, you know. I can't, it's like I'm watching it in slow motion about to happen. Is it possible our governor says no thanks to the corona federal cash? Because then Democrats will say, oh, see, our red state governor doesn't care about coronavirus victims, he's saying no to federal cash. Well, there's a lot of drama behind that cash.
Well, there is, and at the federal level, obviously, when the stuff gets passed, you know that any time there is, I guess, what they would call must-move legislation, you know, there's something going on that we actually have to move a bill, everybody and their mother's brother lines up behind them trying to put things on it like a Christmas tree, and that is essentially exactly what happened here, except this time it's, you know, on steroids under, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. who is essentially trying to use this as a way to do a lot of things that otherwise couldn't get done, like bail out blue states, blue cities, if you will, Democrat-run states and cities that have suffered the consequences of their own actions fiscally, closing and locking down businesses for, you know, an inordinate amount of time, which, of course, strangles jobs, tax revenue, and so forth. And then, oh, well, now we need to be bailed out. Not to mention that, but the fiscal policies they had before coronavirus hit that were insane and to put them, you know, in virtual bankruptcy, trying to bail them out for that. Things like Amtrak, Planned Parenthood, I forget what the percentage is, but the percentage of money that was in the final bill that's actually going to legitimate coronavirus relief is just, you know, insanely small.
Well, the reducing of taxes. I mean, it says, that, you know, there's the small print in there saying that, you know, our states could not reduce taxes. You know, it's ridiculous. It's like, this is way too much overreach.
That's the kind of thing that is, you know, quite frankly, I think we know most things do these days is going to end up in federal court somewhere. And, you know, this is one of those cases where we're going to see just how much more important it is that now we have another 230 Trump-appointed judges in the federal judiciary who are going to be dealing with all of the legal ramifications of this bill and some of the other crazy stuff that these folks are trying to do, quite frankly, just to satisfy their, you know, folks out on the liberal fringe.
All right, Drew, let's wrap this up on the flip side of traffic and weather.
When you need the latest traffic updates, turn to 94.3 WSC. You're listening to The Kelly Golden Show on the Lowcountry's news station, 94.3 WSC.
Latest on that severe weather as well. Before the top of the hour, we will check back in with the National Weather Service on 94.3 WSC. Worst of it looks like 3 to 6 this afternoon across the Tri-County. That's Berkeley, Charleston, and Dorchester. And of course, you can count on us, your home for severe weather coverage here on 94.3 WSC, to keep you up to date. Wrapping up weekly conversation with Drew McKissick, head of the Republican Party in South Carolina. When woke Coke and other big corporations continue, Drew, picking political lanes, you can expect change. This is now in the form of boycotts, but also at the ballot box. There's now this corporate free populist Republican Party movement I want to get into here. But honestly, none of this matters if our vote does not matter. And I know on a national scale, the RNC is doing their best to throat punch the DNC when it comes to ballot integrity. So let's go there.
Commission that's been appointed among RNC members, essentially looking at a couple things. One, around the country, what went right, what went wrong in different states on election day and in the run-up to election day. Looking at then what state laws were problematic or ignored, how they can be improved, and then in the end developing model legislation for those particular states, especially where we have the problems, which I think we all would just about by now know by heart which states those are, and then having the RNC actually pay for and run lobbying campaigns in those states to get that legislation passed. So we're in the meat of that right now. Had another meeting yesterday and several meetings going into April. And, you know, I mean, and then on that front, you have the legal strategy, too. And that is building a team of lawyers and seeing them be financed in an outside organization that will just make a hobby out of suing Democrats all across the country when it comes to election law, just like they did us last year. I mean, if this is the game we're going to play, then you know, we can't have unilateral disarmament on our side.
Right.
So making great progress on that. And here in South Carolina, too. So, I mean, we didn't have the problems here that they had in other states, but that doesn't mean we can't tighten up some of the laws that we have. We got through the House now, a bill passed a few days ago, which would mandate that the state election commission essentially have all of the county election commissions around the state apply the law the same. Now, I know that makes sense, but it hasn't necessarily been done that way everywhere. How the law, election law, has been applied, say, in Georgetown County is different than how it's been applied, say, up in Pickens County. We need, you know, one interpretation and application of state law when it comes to election commissions all across the state. This bill will establish that. We've got legislation aimed at fixing the mail-in absentee balloting process, rather, here in South Carolina, which will reform who is eligible and under what circumstances and how they establish their identity so that we know that it is secure. Pushing more people toward in-person absentee balloting, where you have to show that photo identification in order to vote. Taking care of how, or changing, reforming how voters are purged and how often they are from the voter rolls. Things like, you know, coroner reports and national change of address when you move and things like that that can be used to automatically bump up against the list and clean it up. There's a lot of stuff we can do.
Well, and I hope you're ready for corporate pushback. Heavyweights already coming out against voting restrictions, they're calling it, in Georgia. And you know, who is it? Coca-Cola and who are the other folks? The Home Depot and others in opposition to what they're calling, you know, Georgia and their quote-unquote voting restrictions, as opposed to protecting security and integrity of our ballot process.
These are the folks who are getting pressure from Democrats to stop efforts that will prevent fraud. So, you know, if that makes you feel better about those folks and their businesses, you might want to give them a call. Let them know.
Right. Exactly. Well, and there was, by the way, something that really validated Trump's team of attorneys out of Michigan that no one's talking about in the mainstream Wonder Bra media because it doesn't fit their narrative that this election didn't have any issues. It was the signature standards that were allowed in Michigan. They allowed for invalid ballots to be counted, but too little too late, you know?
Right. Yeah. And it was all of a piece with the Democrats' lawsuits we saw all across the country. I think 27 states where they filed. We were one of them here in South Carolina, where that was also one of the things that was on the buffet of things that they wanted to make fraud easier here in South Carolina. Fortunately, you know, we were able to be victorious in federal court here and stop them from doing that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, in Michigan, things went the other way.
So people need to hear that the Ballot Integrity Committee on a national scale with Republicans, you're moving on three fronts, you're moving forward. This is all very important and happening.
Absolutely.
So we couldn't talk about it enough. But, yeah.
Yeah. And that we want to make sure that everybody's vote is legitimate and counted.
Right, exactly. So let's talk about the hotly contested, will be moving forward here, races to, you know, oust. You have Tom Rice voting to impeach Trump. I know that there was an Horry County school board chair, some people saying he's already got billboards and TV ads, which seems too soon to me, but, and then a Myrtle Beach Statehouse member. Yeah.
Well, look, it's going to be, I don't have any doubt that they're going to be primaries. And, you know, hey, that's what our Republican, voters have the option to do. Pick who's going to represent them on the ballot in the general election. I don't doubt that you're going to have several candidates run, especially in that particular race. Of course, district lines are going to be redrawn, you know, probably around October of this year. So the lines are going to change, and that means the players might change just a little bit before it's all over. And that's for, you know, congressional districts and state house, Senate districts, et cetera. That's what primaries are for, and our voters get to choose.
But, Drew, I've heard that Democrats under Biden are going to try to drag that out past primary. So how do we fight that?
Yeah. Well, the first thing they're doing is they're slow-walking census numbers because that's what the legislature needs to redraw lines. They won't come out until the 1st of September now, I'm told, which they should have been out by around April. And then the legislatures are going to action. They'll come into a special session late this year, draw new lines, say probably by October, which means Democrats will then start filing federal lawsuits by the end of October. And we'll be over the wintertime with federal judges deciding whether or not they think our lines are legal or not. Now filing, you know, begins in March of next year, you know, about a year from now. So that's kind of the timeline we're looking at for all this. Hopefully things get rectified by the first of the year, and you know, everybody knows where their lines are.
Speaking of lines, we've got reorg happening right now, Drew McKissick.
That's right. Look, this is your opportunity to get involved in the Republican Party at the local level and on up from there. You know, this is our biennial membership drive, if you will. It's the easiest way to understand it. All you need is a voter registration card, an inclination to get involved in the Republican Party. You can go to sc.gop/getlocal, sc.gop/getlocal. Find your county. There'll be a link there for each county with information about the dates, times, locations of your meetings. And this is where we rebuild our manpower for 2022. This is us putting the campaign operation together for next year now. Love to have you be a part of that. Please go to sc.gop /getlocal and share it with a conservative friend. Bring them with you.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.